Listen to Victor Borga right after Mark Fail. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? In the early morn, the whole town shakes to the crunching of Kellogg's crispy flakes. Who do you know? Who do you know? Not a solitary soul that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know? And the Doors transcribed, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging element, the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
The skies over the town of Coronet in northwestern Wyoming are gray and heavy with threatening rain. Farmers and livestock men peer heavenward. In their hearts, a silent prayer that the thick clouds will be blown inland, away from their already overflooded county. Suddenly, a peal of thunder rips the gray mass, and the rains come down. The men in the streets scatter, seeking cover. One of them, Nick Arnold, races down the sidewalk, stops, and darts for shelter into a small store with the words Lamar Estates lettered on the window.
Wow, look at that rain.
Beautiful, isn't it?
I swear, Jasper, the way nature works for you, I'm beginning to think you're in league with the devil.
Perhaps I am, so just make sure you stay loyal to me.
That isn't fair, Jasper. I've done everything you wanted me to.
Did you get those options?
On the Burton and the Hendricks places, you mean?
Yeah. What about Logan's farm?
He wasn't home. He's down by his river bottom land trying to improvise a levee against the water.
Well, after this rain, I guess it'll be no trick to get an option from him.
Yeah, a few more downpours like this, they'll be willing to sell you the whole valley.
Yeah. Folks seem to be getting pretty disgusted.
All except one, Jasper.
Phil Ramsey, you mean?
Yeah.
The weather will wear him down eventually.
I wouldn't be too sure. He's been writing Washington about a flood control program.
Sure, I know.
And the rest of the fellows are getting up an association to back him.
That's right. You're talking to one of its leading members.
You?
Uh-huh.
You sure believe in playing both sides of the street, don't you?
It's more interesting that way.
Well, suppose they find out I'm optioning and buying all this land for you.
If you want to stay healthy, don't let them.
There won't be any leak from my end. But suppose this association gets a flood control project.
Oh, they will. I've used my influence in Washington to make sure.
Are you crazy, Jasper?
Not at all. We're going to have flood control here in about 5 years.
Oh.
You begin to get the picture.
Yeah. With your dough, you can hold out for 5 years.
Or longer, if necessary.
But the other ranchers can't.
The head of the class, Nicholas, that's the place for you.
You buy up their land cheap, then in comes flood control, up goes the value.
A beautiful long-range scheme, isn't it? Particularly with the weather in this country.
Weather? Oh, man. Look at that rain.
Yes, beautiful.
What is it?
Phil Ramsey's heading this way. You'd better get out back. Hurry.
Right. I'll check back with you on that Logan.
Afternoon, Mr. Lamar.
Come in, Phil. Don't stand there getting soaked.
Yeah. Sorry to get your floor all wet, Mr. Lamar.
It's all right.
I just heard from Washington.
And?
Yeah. They'll build a flood control project 5 years from now.
Oh, that's a laugh.
It sure is. What are we supposed to do in the meantime?
What can we do? This means the weather wins, Phil. This community is going right down the drain, together with the topsoil.
Maybe. But have you ever heard of Mark Trail?
Of course. Who hasn't heard of him in these parts?
Well, I met him about 2 or 3 years ago. Made a big impression on me.
Well, what's that got to do
with... I don't know. But if any man can help us, he can.
So?
Now, look, Lamar. Suppose the association invites him down here. Look things over, sort of. See if he can come up with something that wouldn't be too expensive. Something we could pay for ourselves.
Well, it's worth a try.
Of course, it'll still take quite a bit of money. Us fellows will all have to chip in.
Oh, naturally. Now, you can put me down for $3,000. On second thought, make it four.
I'm glad you feel that way, Mr. Lamar.
I couldn't feel any other way, Phil. Now, you let me know if Trail accepts?
You bet, Mr. Lamar. I'll call you the minute I hear from Mark Trail.
Hello? Oh, yes, Phil. You heard from Trail? Good. Wonderful. When and how's he coming? I see. Well, when you meet him, tell him if he can do something, he'll have the lifelong gratitude of every man in this valley. Right. Goodbye, Phil. Well, Nick, he's coming.
This guy Trail?
Yes.
I don't see why you're getting so upset over one guy.
He's a brilliant man. If anything can be done in the flood control field, he's the one to do it.
So what do we do?
We? Nothing. You? Plenty.
Oh?
You know the bridge over Coronet River off Old Highway 49?
Yeah.
That's the way Phil is bringing them in. Trail and a friend of his named Johnny Malott.
Yeah.
Trail's landing by plane at Laramie, and 49's a shortcut.
Now, what's the travelogue for?
It's an old bridge, Nicholas, a wooden one.
Well?
Now, if that bridge should go, and if it dumped Trail and his pals into that raging river, wouldn't it be very unhealthy?
What's to make the bridge crack up?
Explosives, maybe, Nick? Against one of the old wooden piles?
Could be.
Will be. Should be a very interesting job, Nicholas.
For a bonus, of course.
Of course. Just be sure that when the bridge goes out, Mark Trail and his friends are on it.
There's one of our headaches, Mark. The Coronet River above flood stage.
Oh, that's quite a current, Phil.
Yeah, and look at the color of it.
Pond like a bass fire.
Yep. Tons of topsoil being washed away every day. Our whole livelihood. I sure hope you can help us, Trail.
So do I, but it won't be easy.
Right. Just one look at that river is enough to show you how tough it's likely to be.
This bridge could use repair.
Yeah. Unfortunately, folks around here haven't got the money to...
What?
The bridge! It's wrecking!
Open the doors and jump, or we'll be drowned like rats in a trap!
Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? That doesn't like Kellogg's cornflakes? Who do you know? Who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? In town or country, east or west, Kellogg's Corn Flakes top the rest. Who do you know? Who do you know?
No friend of mine.
That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know?
Here's a tip from Mark Trail. If you're in a storm and you want to know how far away the lightning is, time it from the moment you see the flash till you hear the thunder. If 5 seconds pass, it's about a mile away. And when you're at home, with good, crisp Kellogg's Corn Flakes in the pantry, some real eating enjoyment is just a few seconds away. Can't you just hear those crisp, golden flakes rustling into your breakfast bowl? Can't you just taste that sweet, natural flavor, especially with milk and sugar and your favorite berries? And can't you just feel the strength you get from those vitamins and minerals that help you grow and keep on the go? It's enough to make anybody sing.
Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know?
No friend of mine.
That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Mark has been invited to the town of Coronet, Wyoming, to help local ranchers fight the floods and erosion which are ruining their lands. Phil Ramsey, head of the Ranchers Association, is driving Mark and Johnny Malott across an old wooden bridge spanning the flood-swollen Coronet River. But halfway across, the bridge gives way.
Man, the car should not get in the water. Quick, get out.
Come on, Phil.
Mark!
Mark! Okay, Johnny. Give me a hand with Phil. Got a lung full of water.
Here, I grab him. Hang on to the bridge.
Got him?
Yes. My God. It's Corinne. She's been your rat against the bridge.
That's lucky for us, Johnny. That way we can work our way to shore.
All right.
How's Phil?
On course.
Keep between us. Stay next to the bridge. Don't let the current pull you under.
Okay, Mark.
Now, come on. Let's try to make sure.
Easy, Phil. Can you talk?
Yeah. I feel like I swallowed the whole Carnet River.
Oh, you almost do, I think.
Guess I owe my life to you, too.
Not to us, Phil. To a lucky break.
Lucky?
Yes. The bridge pile snapped on the upstream side. So the broken bridge acted as a dam. Kept us from being washed away.
Oh, but you kiss your car goodbye, though.
Rather that than my life.
How far is it into town, Phil?
About 3 miles.
You feel up to it?
Oh, sure, sure.
Now, I've got a personal reason for wanting to put a check rein on this flood. Let's get cracking.
I've been waiting for you, Jasper.
Where you been?
In a meeting.
Just wanted to tell you, you got no more worries.
Is that so?
Yeah. Trail Ramsey and that other guy who was with him. They ain't no more.
Then I guess I've been talking to ghosts for the last hour.
What?
That's who I've been meeting with, Nicholas. Trail, Ramsey, and the other guy, Johnny Malott.
But I saw the car plunge into the water. They were trapped inside.
Obviously, they weren't.
Jasper, I swear...
Forget it. The important thing is to make sure our next try stops him.
What's he going to do?
He and Malott are going upland for a couple of days to survey the watershed, to check some idea he's got.
What do we do?
We wait. But the minute Trail comes up with a definite plan, we go into action to smash it. And if necessary, smash Trail at the same time.
Well, Mark, you and Johnny have been out on the watershed for 3 days. Come up with anything yet?
I think so, Phil.
What is it, Trail?
A beaver, Mr. Lamar.
Beaver?
What about them, Mark?
Well, they tell me this was good beaver country years ago.
True, but there's very few left. Folks hunted them, trapped them. Well, I haven't seen one for a long time.
And that's one of the reasons for the trouble you've got right now.
Well, reasons won't stop the floods. How do we fix things?
Oh, what got you in will get you out. Beavers build the best dams in the world. Now, just import between 1,000 and 1,500 pair of beavers, release them in the upland watershed, and they'll start building dams for you right away.
That's a great idea, Mr. Trail.
And the way you get beaver, too. Got printed Canada, northern Idaho, sand all you want.
And the country around here is pretty good for them. They ought to thrive so long as you enforce the laws against killing them.
Mark, I'm almost afraid to ask this, but how much will it cost?
Oh, I'd say about $5,000, maybe $7,000.
Oh, well, we can raise that easy. Everybody will be glad to chip in.
No, sir, Phil. I've pledged $4,000. Now, you spend every cent of it before you call on any of the others. I can afford it better than Lake has.
You'll really see the effects of the beaver dams down here.
Two's all right. Just so as we can hold the soil until we get a permanent system from the government.
Then you want to try my plan?
You bet. What do we need?
Phil, just beavers. And lots of hard work till we get this thing licked.
So you're 100% behind the plan, huh, Jasper?
They think.
Well, it's a nice, simple idea. It's having its effect already.
What do you mean?
That option on the Logan place you wanted me to get. It's no deal. Logan's decided to hold on for another year or two, see if it works.
Thought this would start happening. Okay, let's get busy.
What do you have in mind?
First, get about 10 good men who aren't particular about how they make a dollar.
That's easy.
Then order a large supply of beaver traps. When Trail goes out to distribute the beaver, we'll be right behind him with the traps and guns.
Great. Beaver pelts bring a nice price.
Now, you and the men are welcome to that. I just want to make sure every beaver vanishes from that watershed. So all Trail has to show for his trouble will be a nice long ride in the country.
Okay, Johnny. Stop here.
This is where we get rid of that lot of beaver.
Good as any other spot.
Okay.
I'll prod them out as soon as you open the doors.
Right, Mark. Whitey?
Yep.
Okay.
Come on. Get going there. Come on. Out of there now.
Oh, by God. Look at those little devils go.
How many of these make by your count, Mark?
Oh, about 300 pair.
Oh, still a lot of more work to do.
Yes, sir. So let's get back in the truck and head back to town for another load of eager beavers.
We stuck real bad, Mark.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Sorry I do not see this sinkhole before I drive into it. Yeah, front wheel drive. Should not work.
Oh, great. No, no use spinning the wheels, Johnny. We'll only get in deeper.
Guess you're right, Mark.
Come on. Let's get out and cut down some brush to shove under the wheels. Over this way, Johnny.
Right with you, Mark. Hey.
What's the matter, Johnny?
Come here, quick. Look. The base of that tree.
A beaver trap.
Brand new.
Hey, you're right, Johnny.
I tell you something else. The fellow who set this trap, he's not good trapper.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, the footprint. Show where he go.
Come on, Johnny. Where he goes, we go. Hey, look, Johnny. Down there at the edge of that beaver pond.
Campfire. 8 or 10 men.
Uh-huh. And they're skinning beaver. Come on now. Down your belly. We'll inch closer through the tall grass of the clearing. I want to be able to recognize those men.
Voila, when we do.
Easy now. Easy does it.
Yes.
That's it. Make out any faces yet?
No.
Hey, Mark.
What? One of them is Jasper Lamar.
Lamar?
Yes, look. He seemed to be the boss.
Well, this calls for some...
Hey, Mark, someone's coming to band us.
Oh, we'd better get out of
here. Fellow with a gun, they see us.
Come on, Johnny. Run for it. That clump of woods up ahead there.
I told you not to shoot. Trail may be within hearing distance.
That's who I was shooting at. He was laying right here in the grass spying on you.
Only one thing to do, then. Get the men. Tell them to spread out and go through that patch. There'll be a $1,000 bonus for whoever gets Trail and his friend, and I mean gets.
Mark, we don't get out of this. All those fella got gone. We got none.
I know, Johnny.
They flush us out of these woods pretty soon.
We'll go out before they do.
What?
Just listen to me now, Johnny. When I give the signal, we break and run. Run straight for that beaver pond.
The pond? But Mark, in the water with the sitting duck.
Don't argue, Johnny. Do as I say now. Get ready to run.
They get away, Nick. We may have...
They won't, Jasper. We're 12 to 2.
I hope it's enough.
Look, there they go.
Oh, they're heading for Beaver Pond.
Come on, boys. Start shooting. That's a trap they'll never get out of.
Wow. Looks like even more trouble ahead for Mark Trail this time. Yes, sir. Looks like real excitement. Seems just about everybody likes good, crisp Kellogg's Corn Flakes because those big golden flakes have such a sweet, natural flavor. And they're always so crisp and fresh you can hear them rustle in the bowl. Besides, think of the vitamins and minerals they give you to help you grow and keep on the go. So whether you have them with milk and sugar or top them with sliced bananas or berries, you get the enjoyment you want and the energy you need from your old friend Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the world's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. That's why we say,
who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know?
No friend of mine.
That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Trapped by Jasper Lamar, Mark and Johnny Malott swim for their lives across a small beaver pond as Lamar and his men stand on the banks peppering the water with rifle shots.
Hey, Mark. We never get out of this. They eat us sure.
Save your breath, Johnny. Now, take a deep breath.
and grab my feet as I dive.
Sound crazy, but okay.
And hang on to them. We've got a long way to swim underwater. You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's go. Johnny, you all right?
By God. I feel like... Hey, yeah, she's dark like night. Where we are?
In the beaver's den. That mud hole we squeezed through was the underwater entrance.
Oh, no wonder I feel like I've been through eye of needle.
Now, quiet down, Johnny. We sit here in silence until Lamar and his men are sure we're dead.
Can't understand it, Mr. Lamar. Mar should have been back long ago.
Well, perhaps we better organize a searching party.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Lamar.
Mar!
Trail!
Oh, what happened? You're all scratched and muddy.
Mar, it's time to get away.
Oh, no, no, you don't.
Let go of me. There's something to remember.
Hey, what the... What's this all about?
Pick Lamar up, Johnny.
You bet you.
We'll tell you the whole story, Phil. Once we turn Mr. Jasper Lamar over to the sheriff.
So he was really sabotaging the flood control idea all the time?
That's right, Phil. You see, he figured to buy up land at its present depressed value, then profit from the rise when the government started flood control.
Oh, he's good thing we found him out.
That's wonderful, Mark. Particularly the way you escaped from him.
You bet. I never think of such original way to escape.
Nothing original about it, Johnny.
Now, don't be modest, Mark.
I mean it. In the early days, many trappers escaped in the same way from Indians on the warpath.
Oh, this is so, Mark.
Sure thing, Johnny. Those old-timers knew a lot of tricks to save their scalps. And whenever I have to save my own, I'll borrow from them any time.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Mark Trail when a frantic call for help opens the door to treachery and terror in the strange mystery of the Horns of Death. Tune in, same time, same station then, and find out what happens to
Mark Trail! Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Who do you know, who do you know, who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes? When the kids come romping home from school, make Kellogg's Golden Flakes the rule. Who do you know, who do you know?
No friend of mine.
That doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Who do you know?
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Jackson Beck is Johnny Mallott. Today's Mark Trail was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. Stay tuned now for the transcribed Victor Borger Show, which follows immediately.